We're beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Reish Mem Vav. We are at the end of Sif Hei. We are on page 20. We read last time the Mechaber discussing how a Jew and a Goy join together as a partnership. They have to make a tnai that the Goy owns the animal for Shabbos and gets all the profits. A Jew owns it a different day. If they didn't make that stipulation from the beginning, we had another couple of Eitzes that the Jew could lend it to the Goy with certain ways, different machloksim. I in the last year, but that's where we left off in the Mechaber. Now we pick up in the Ramah on page 20, the second line. V'chol tzadei heterim elu hilchasaninu. All these tzadim of heter that we just discussed in the Mechaber in the last year, they are halacha l'maisa, v'yachol lasos eze mehen sheyirtza, and you can do any of these eitzes that you want. V'afilu ima behema kula shel Yisrael. And even if the animal belongs fully to a Jew, dino ki'ilu haisa b'shutafos ha'eno Yehudi. You could do the same eitzah. Even if the animal is fully the Jews, you could do the same loans that we discussed last time when it was a partnership. You could do it if it's fully the Jews, as long as you lend it to the goy with the proper achrayus, it becomes like the goy's, and that would also work. Rak she'afarsim she'asa derech heter. Just if it's a Jew, it's an animal of the Jew, so you have to publicize that you're doing it in a mutadik way, so it shouldn't be a problem of maris ayim. So let's see the Mishabura now, in Sifkotan Lamed Aleph, the fourth line on page 20. Hilchasaninu, all these eitzas are halacha, v'ayoser tov shebichol ha'eterim. But the best eitzah of all the heterim is, sheyakne osam lo bichol mechira gemura, that you should sell the animal to the guy. A full sale during the week. V'yitin lo oifgab. And he should give you, Targum says, d'mei kadima. He should give you a little bit of a down payment al zeh. Pay you, it's a $200 animal, like the example we used last time. He gives you $100. V'yeser adomim yiskov olo b'milve. And the rest of the money, you write up a loan, he owes you $100. V'yasem apoteki la Yisrael shiyeh batua b'ma'osav. And then the guy can make the animal into an apoteki, that if he doesn't pay back, the Jew can go and take the animal back for his money. But that's a real sale, not like a loan, that's a real sale, and that's the best Eitzah. The Shaar Tzion writes in Os Lamed Hei, the third line, V'u adin emakne osam v'eino Yehudi acher. It's Lav Davka that he writes it to this guy, he could write it to any guy. He can be makne over to any guy, as long as it's not belonging to the Jew. Back to the Mishabura v'anochon shiyase inyina mechira b'fnei dayone ha'ir. If he's doing such a sale, it's best that he does it in front of the judges of the city. Kidei shiyase kidin Torah. So that first of all, he'll do it the right way. And secondly, v'gam shiyafursim ha'dover, who also publicized the matter, shelo yiyach shash maris ayin. So there wouldn't be maris ayin. So the Mishabura tells us over here in Lamed Aleph, even though the Ramah says all these cases, all these eitzes are good, the best eitzes is to actually do a real sale. Even if he doesn't have all the money, so he'll pay you part of the money, the rest you have a loan, you can write an apotiki, that's all fine, but it's his, you sold him the animal. Says the Mishabura, if Kodan Lamed Beis, Eza, Mehen, Sheyirtza, Vafilu, you can do any eitzah you want. Hainu, Af Kabolas Achrayas Biluchud, Shekosav HaMechaber, Lubesov, Dvarav, Mahani Gambazeh. Even the case of the goy, if he works the animal on Shabbos, he's going to be fully achroi for all the onsim that the Mechaber gave us as the final eitzah that will also work over here. Af de eino reshus le'eino Yehudi l'machra. As we said last time, even though in that case the goy doesn't have enough permission to actually go and sell it, kevan de omedes b'reshuso le'inyon yukro vezula. Since it is in the goy's reshus that any value that goes up, he gets. Any value that goes down, he suffers. It's all telling on him. That gives him the bailus, and that is enough. V'sosam bazeh kedas hayesh matirim b'sedalin. And in that way, the Mechaber was so same like the yesh matirim in Sifdala that was matir, even if the guy doesn't have the right to sell it, as long as he has the yukru v'zula, that's enough to make it considered his, that if it works on Shabbos, it's no problem for the Jew of Shusas Behemto. Says the Mishabura Vaiter V'yoser Tov Shiyasem Mechira Gemura V'Kanal B'Sifkot Lamed Aleph. But it's better, obviously, we just mentioned in the last Sifkot, that he does a full Mechira. K'dei Lotzeis Gam Das HaMachmirim Shom, in order to satisfy those Shitas that are Machmir in Sif Dalud, Ki L'Divreihem Yesh Bezech Shash Daraisa. Because according to them, that he has to have the full rights to sell it, if you only give him the rights of Yukru V'Zula, but not rights to sell it, according to them, it's an Issa Daraisa of Shisus Behemto, and therefore, even though you can rely on that Shita, best to satisfy all opinions and therefore do a full mechira to the goy. If it's difficult for him to do any one of these heterim that we mentioned in Sifhei, and it's a very pressing situation, kagon misha yeshlo sados, like a, for example, a person has fields, the yesher lo lahaskir barisos la'eno yehudi, and he's not able to rent it out to a guy as a sharecropper to get a percentage in lo yitain lo gam shvarim lachrosh v'hem, if he won't throw into the deal also some oxen to plow the field, the only way he can give it over to a guy to do the work is that he gives him the animals as well. V'lo yuchol lemono shelo lachrosh v'b'shabbos, and he gives him over the animals, he won't be able to prevent him from working the animals on Shabbos, so he's mamish stuck. So then the Mishavur says we have a different Eitzah. Yesh lismoch al das habach hanal. We can rely on the Bach that we had earlier in the Siman. Shematir al yidei sheyafkirem bifnei shlosha kodem haShabbos. You can give the animal to the guy, let him do the work, and you'll be mafir before Shabbos. The Bach was the one that held that you could do it lechatchila. You can give him the animal, and you can be mafkir before Shabbos. The yafursim hadover, and that way it's publicized. Like he said, three people is automatically publicized. The yavolu de chishad, and it will not lead to any kind of maris ayin. The hefker tzarech lios b'lei shalim. But when you do such a hefker in front of three people, it has to be with your full heart, a real hefker, because hefker, as we learned earlier, is totally on your heart. Aval below shas atchak, but if it's not a pressing situation, ein lismoch ala hefker, one should not rely on that eitzah of the Bach to make it hefker. Ukamoshi gasadnu elba mishabura, sivkotan yudalak, we discussed at length in sivkotan yudalak, v'chein hiskim medarche Moshe behedya, and so agrees with medarche Moshe explicitly. Says the mishabura vaita sivkotan lamid gimel. We said even if the behemah belongs fully to the Jew, it has the same din, ki'ilu was a shutvus with the guy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hinei kol zehu kishemaskira o mash'ila lo lasos melachas atzmo. All these cases that you're able to give over the animal to the guy, and he's allowed to do work on Shabbos, that's only if the guy is doing his own work on Shabbos. The issue we were addressing was Shvizas Behemta, which just it's your animal. We weren't addressing the work that he's doing. It's just that your animal can't do work. So now, for whatever deal we're discussing over here, whatever the stipulation was, whatever you're relying on, now let's consider the guy's animal, so there's no problem with Shvizas Behemta. But the work that he's doing has to be work of the guy. Avalasos Melechas Yisrael b'Shabbos. But for the guy then to use this animal that might be considered his, so you do the Melech of the Jew on Shabbos, ein heter klal, there is no leniency at all. Afilu im mechara lo habehema b'mechira gemura. Even if he sold him the animal as a complete mechira, which we said was the best eitzah, sharei mikom makom osa ha'eno yehudi melechas Yisrael b'Shabbos b'shvilo. Still, the guy can't do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. Shkoyach, you have no problem of Shvizas Behemto. You have a problem of Amir La'akum. You can't have a guy doing work for you on Shabbos. Ulefize, according to this, im asusim hu shal Yisrael, the horses belong to the Jew. The gam ha'eno Yehudi hu sechiro l'chol ha'malacho sheyitzterach li'Yisrael. And there is a guy who is hired by the Jew for any malacha the Jew will need. Ein heter ben mechiras asusim lo. You're not allowed to sell these horses to the guy. Dare aser lo laniach lasos malachto. Because you can't allow the horses that you sold to the guy to do the work of the Jew. Elim kein hu muskur lo rak l'malacha zo lisa im asusim loholich lo schora b'chol eish yitzar b'shanazu. Unless the way you hired this Goyish worker was you hired him out just to go with the horses to deliver merchandise whenever you need it. Like we had earlier, that you hired a scribe, or you hired a guy who was going to do the weaving. He had one job. So then we said, even if he does the work for the Jew on Shabbos, he could have done it a different day, because you don't care if it's Shabbos or Sunday. He does it on Shabbos. That was his decision. But if you hired him for all the jobs, you want him to work on Shabbos, because you have other work for him to do on Sunday. So that's the Mishnah Berurah saying, oh, he is reviewing the same idea, that if you sold the horses to a guy, if the guy was hired to do all your work, then it's a problem for him to work for you on Shabbos, because then you're actually benefiting, you want it to be done on Shabbos, because you have other jobs for him to do on Sunday. But if he's only hired to deliver packages whenever it's necessary, and you don't really care if it's done on Shabbos or it's done on Sunday, Oz Shari Laha Rambam, then it will be permissible if you're the Rambam, Kemo Shekosav, Simen Reish Femdalet, Sifhei, like we just discussed, and that was the earlier Sif in Simen Reish Femdalet, Sifhei. But even in a case where he's hired just as your delivery boy and he works every once in a while, you don't care if it's Shabbos or Sunday, in which case the Rambam says it's mutter for him to do it on Shabbos, that's only assuming you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. If he decides on his own to do it on Shabbos, you don't have to stop him. But avada yidal to go, command him to go do it on Shabbos, that for sure is aser. The last thing the Ramah told us in the Siman was, Rakshia Farsim Sha'asa Derecheter, just you should publicize that you did it in a mutadik way. It says in Mishabuah, the last line on page 20, as we turn on to page Yud Aleph, Ayim Bibir Alocha Sheheveinu De'ein Kedai Lahatir Ayidei Kol Ha'aterim Ela B'Shasat Chak. The Bir Alocha brings down, we'll read a few lines of it, that it's not Kedai to be Matir, any of these Haterim, unless it is a very pressing situation. Ula fuke me elu hanoshim shemochrim bekavona eshvareim le'eno yehudi kidei shiasa ben malacha b'shabbos. That's coming to knock out those people that sell their animals explicitly to a goy in order that they should do malacha for them on Shabbos. Va'amalacha nikreis al shem Yisrael. That malacha is called on the shem Yisrael. V'afte ein limchos b'yad ha'mekilim hazeh. Even though we can't protest against those who are lenient to do it that way, she'esh lehem amal lismoch, because they certainly have what to rely on, like we've been discussing in this whole siman. Mikomokom kol ba nefesh yochol shlaatzmo. Any ba nefesh should be concerned for himself. Shlo laso ze kiim b'shasat chak. He should not rely on these haterim unless it is a shasat chak. The alpi horas chacham and based on the psak of a chacham. Yisrael sheyesh lo sus, a Yisrael that has a horse. Uboha moshel hamakiro lahashilo lahaskiro. And now the leader, the governor, the mayor comes, who knows you very well. He wants to borrow or rent out your horse. And you feel you can't turn him away because it's going to cause hatred to the Yidden. So what should you do? We said you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to rent out, and you're not allowed to rent out or lend out an animal to a guy because he might work it on Shabbos. So what should you do? Yimkirenu lo bedavar muat. You should sell it to him for a very discounted price. V'oz yuchol ha-moshe lasas bokritzono. Now the animal belongs to the moshe, the guy. He can do with it whatever he wants. V'im achar kach yachzor v'yitin lo asus v'gam aschirus. If afterwards he decides to give you back the horse and to give you the wages as if it was a loan, matana ba'alma yohivle. That's considered matana, a loan. The maisa, you sold it to him for a very small amount of money. It's his animal. We did the malacha. If he chooses to give it back to you afterwards, so that is his decision. That's giving you a matana. That is not a problem. Now let's look at the Bir Alocha on page 20. Just mamish the last three lines, a way to finish off the siman. Va'boteach b'Hashem, one who trusts in Hashem, u'mekayim ritzon ha-Torah, and he fulfills the will of the Torah that says, l'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha, in order that your animals should be resting on Shabbos. Kipshote, he takes it very simply and doesn't allow his animals to work and he doesn't rely on any heterim. The Eino Osa Shum Tachbulos Linian Shabbos, he doesn't try to play any games when it comes to Shabbos and Shabbos Behemto. Ashrav, praiseworthy is he. Ubevada Yakarish Baruchu Yitain Lo Avurze Atzlocha Benachosa B'Sheishas Yemea Maisa. And for sure Hashem will give him, because of that, tremendous hatzlacha in his finances during the other 6 days of the week. And therefore the Chavos Chaim is telling us not to look for loopholes, not to look for leniences, and try to have our animals not working on Shabbos. And Hashem will guarantee us that our parnasa will be successful during the 6 days and we will not need Shabbos. Yashikoyach, Amir Tashem, we will continue in the next year in Siman Reish Mem Zayin.